Welcome to Feminized. It's time for a show that turns a spotlight on the powerful women shaping cannabis culture. The cannabis industry is on fire and women are sparking it up. If you like the show, please subscribe. You can also subscribe to the Feminized podcast with Liz Grow on YouTube and Instagram. The future is feminized.
Hey, sis.
You're now listening to the Feminized podcast.
Welcome back to the Feminized podcast. I'm so excited to be here today with experiential marketing expert, Miranda Cummings. Miranda Cummings is the Chief Innovation Officer at Creature Flora. It's a brand new cannabis brand in Oklahoma. And I'm just so excited to have you here today, Miranda. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, Liz. I know we've been wanting to do this for a while now, and what impeccable timing because we have so much going on. So I'm happy to be here.
Incredible. So can we start at the part where you moved from California to Oklahoma?
Colorado.
I'm sorry.
Yes. Well, I mean, but still, I mean, this same story kind of applies, whether it's California, Colorado, or Oregon. I know there's a lot of people, pioneers of the cannabis industry that have made that journey to Oklahoma for one reason or another. And that means a lot to us as young entrepreneurs, and also a lot to me as my family is directly involved. Yes. So when COVID started and we weren't really sure about the future of the universe, everything felt very daunting, and a lot of things came into perspective, right? Regardless of, you know, how it affected you, it affected you. And so we were like, what do we do? You know, for me, I was doing a lot of events in Denver, and that obviously stopped when COVID happened. And so Trudy and I just spent a lot of time, you know, thinking. And at the time, I had one of my marketing clients already out here in Oklahoma, Noble Nectar, and they had asked me to come out and help them with an event. And I did. And same thing with Trudy. He was working for a Living Soil company, and he had some reasons to come out to Oklahoma as well. And we came out here and we saw just how bumping it was.
I know. I know. Oh, but I love to hear somebody from Colorado say that, you know, because it's easy to hate on Oklahoma. I think if you're another state, if you're a legal state, just because there's so much freedom there, you know, it's like, I love hearing that from a Colorado girl. Like, Oklahoma is open. Yeah, well,
and I'm originally from the suburbs of Chicago, and I went to college in downtown Chicago. So I'm a city girl too, you know, and
yes.
And yeah, city girls, just kidding.
I know, I love it. But you're like, what, Oklahoma? What the fuck? Like, not gonna, you know.
And especially the cannabis community, which is where I've called home for, since 2015, when I first moved to Colorado, I've called the cannabis community home. And so that it's very thriving here. And then, you know, the additional elements, like after after we moved here, the additional things that have taken place, like the restaurant scene, the hospitality scene, the economy in general, like there's definitely a lot of boost and growth and development in several sectors in Oklahoma since we moved here. So I guess long answer long, that's why we're here. And, you know, obviously things are more affordable. My dog's happier here. He has a bigger yard than our apartment in Denver, Colorado. And our dreams have had more opportunity and you know, room to grow in Oklahoma. So we're pretty happy here.
Incredible. So you are still working with other cannabis brands. Is that right? As, you know, with your, you know, bringing your experiential marketing background to, you know, to play, but then you're also then building the brand for, Creature Flora.
That's- yeah. And that's only possible because of the experience that Judy and I both have had. So, we're building Creature Flora as a cultivation company. And Judy has had several years of experience growing in Colorado. So he's our chief integration officer. So innovation, I kind of steer the vision, the ship that is the vision of our brand and our company and where we want to go. And then Judy integrates that and makes that into the day-to-day that actually makes it possible with the perfection of the product itself.
Oh, wow. That's just so, I love the way that you guys are applying this. I mean, it's a very, I don't know, for lack of a better term, truly, it's like this kind of startup mentality with building this brand that happens to be around the sacred plant and the cultivation of the sacred plant. You know, Judy, would you tell us a little bit about his background and what makes him, you know, uniquely positioned to, you know, win a cannabis game in Oklahoma?
You know, Judy's parents have medical backgrounds and Judy went to school for neurobiology. And that's really where he became fascinated by, you know, our endocannabinoid system and how our neuropathways and just the neurology behind cannabis and in our receptors and how our body agrees and disagrees with different terpenes. And so for him, he takes it to a molecular level. And, you know, I know these words because he talks about it a lot, but that's about as far as I can go. behind it. But
like, I know, I know what we're talking about, but I'm not going to go any farther than that. Like, I get that.
And he's taught me so much and I'm so grateful for him because he truly does care about that stuff and that side of it. And I think, you know, with a lot of cannabis and especially cannabis cultivation companies, you either have one or the other, right? You either have somebody that's so passionate about the plant, whether it's from a legacy level or a scientific level or both, because the legacy had to learn that way. Or you have somebody that is really fascinated with the commercialization of cannabis and really loves the opportunity to make it a commercial product and a marketable product. And in our situation, we have both. And I think that that's really special. And I think that that's something that we're really able to identify as our unique selling point. And then, you know, in addition to that, like my family, I'm so grateful for them and their involvement. My mother used to run the childcare department of a YMCA. So she's very familiar with like having things be, you know, regulated by the government and having, you know, checklists that you have to follow and things of that nature. And running a lot of our admin and management of employees, which gosh, I couldn't imagine doing that right now on top of everything that we're trying to do with launching the product. And then my father, you know, he is responsible for mitigation and he has an incredible background with security and he used to be a narcotics detective. He used to be like years and years ago and now he's just completely, you know, really, honestly, that was never his bag. Cannabis was there was a lot worse things to worry about when he was in that role. But now he's just like, man, I'm so glad that this is the route that this has gone. This is what I've always believed in. And I want to continue to. So he gets to deal with some of the other government regulations. So we don't have to either.
Dude, I love that. It feels like you are like, you've been kind of set up for this, you know, just the, what it takes to make it in the cannabis industry and in the wild, wild west, girl, the wild, wild west. Yeah. What has it been like for you to go from Colorado to Oklahoma? Like what's
you know, the biggest differences, outside of like culture, would be that we are in a medical market. And it's really interesting too, right? Because a lot of people joke and say that we're in a rec market with a entry fee. And so the reason being is that there's like unlimited qualifying conditions for cannabis in Oklahoma. There's not a necessary list like there is in Texas, right? And there's also, there was a lack of regulation for the business side of cannabis in Oklahoma too. But I will say that they have definitely turned a new leaf, pun intended, in that aspect as well. But in Colorado, I did a lot of rec events and private consumption friendly events. And here, I've definitely had to work on like patient programming and budtender awareness and education. And so I think that, what the focus areas are, where they're at in kind of the lineage of the cannabis marketplace in Oklahoma is different. Mm-hmm. When I moved to Colorado, I was very much a small fish in a big pond. And now moving to Oklahoma, I feel like I'm one of the individuals that definitely has a vast understanding of where this is going to go, how it's going to go there. And I get to play a little bit of a larger role in that.
Yes. Yes. That's so exciting. And thank you for really embracing it like that and seeing it like that, because it's just a lack of understanding, and education. When we know better, we'll do better. And I think the people of Oklahoma and just the way that, legalization happened there was just so inspirational. And Texans know that they could never do that. Because you can't, we can't put forward a referendum in Texas. We have to rely on our lawmakers to write those bills and then present them and then, make all of that happen. So I'm really so excited that you're there and you're just really a part of it and a part of building it. Kudos to you, because a lot of people do just get in to make money too.
Right. And there's definitely some of that here. See that. Often, because look, there's still a shit ton of licenses here in Oklahoma, and so there are still some bad actors and some rotten apples in the bunch. But I think that it's becoming harder and harder for them to succeed, because, like you said, Oklahomans are very prideful, and I love that about this. About being a part of this community is that you can tell how important community policy is to people and how action and being actionable with your local government. And if your local lawmakers aren't doing what you want, then figuring out another way to organize. There's a really great organization called ORCA here. And the people there are doing tremendous work to make sure that we pass the right recreational SQ, because when we did that, when there was an effort recently and it didn't go over so well. So I think and I would have voted yes on it just to get wrecked, but then they really organized to say actually, this is not the right bill that we want passed. This is not how we want to move forward. And this will actually benefit the big companies and hurt the mom and pop shops that we worked so hard to get on, to be a part. And I'm like, wow, I don't want to be a part of that. So
that's so great. What are they called again?
ORCA, Oklahomans for Responsible Cannabis Action, I believe is what it stands for. I'm going to plug them because they're really important. And I went to one of their meetings and I was just very impressed with their understanding and then their ability to provide education to the rest of the community. So I love being a part of that here as well. And I think that that's different than in Colorado. I think that there were some super wealthy people making super important decisions for everyone.
Right. Because that's... That doesn't help. Who are the wealthy ones? Okay. Yeah. That's the way the game is played. And I love that. And I think I got the similar vibe from New York, just following that and their fight for years. And, now they are, making big moves and, they never compromised. I think the people got what they wanted and now it's time to, start to put your money where your mouth is. But anyway, I'm really inspired because I'm a Texan and we don't have shit. So, you know, I'm just really
working at Shooty's from Houston, you know, so he's we're all about how we can figure out how to help our neighbors to the south.
That's right. Well, that's right. Well, we really appreciate you guys always just being so hospitable and opening your arms to us, whenever we're in Oklahoma. So, yeah, I definitely want to make sure that we hang out soon. But speaking of soon, there is a party going down. Okay. And I want to hear all the details because I've heard some things through the grapevine and seen some things, and yeah, I'm here with the source. So yes, talk to me, Miranda.
Horse's mouth. Here I go. So we are actually launching our product line, our first harvest of 4 cultivars that Shooty Pheno hunted and selected himself, that, you know, my brother, my parents, our team, our new team of grow hands and really intelligent individuals, have worked so hard day in and day out to, produce the first harvest under the Creature Flora name. So, you know, it's not Shooty's first harvest ever. We definitely have done this rodeo before, but it'll be the first time all of these parts are coming together. So with that,
I'm hugging you. I'm hugging you both.
I feel like I should light my joint right now. Is this a good time to light my joint?
Please, this is a great time. I'm going to just hit this again. I can't wait to talk about what Shooty has Pheno hunted.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So that's what makes this event so special, is that what we're doing is a private dinner for dispensary owners and cannabis medical patients, community shareholders, if you will, individuals that we think are influential and impactful to our local cannabis community and beyond. And we are planning on doing a 4-course pairing dinner in which we will be pairing our product, our cannabis product, with food courses prepared and curated by none other than Manny Mendoza from Herbal Notes. Manny is really awesome, really talented, very well known in the Chicago cannabis community. And being that I was born and raised in Elgin, which is a suburb of Chicago, and my father is from the south side of Chicago, we had to get some Chicago roots. And I know Chicagoans know how to cook. So nothing against Oklahoma, but I wanted to bring a little treat in from where I was born and raised, because I'm so thankful to where I am now. So we're bringing in Manny. He's going to be preparing some delicious food for each of our 4 cultivars. So our first cultivar is going to be Watermelon Zuzus. And then we are going to move into Strawberry Fields. And then we're moving into Jack Herrera by Orange Cookies. And then our final one is going to be what we have nicknamed the government strain. But it's because it is.
It's shit. Is it dog shit? Is that the strain?
No. It's TK by ADHG13 crossed with PK crossed with ADHG13. And ADHG13, if you look it up, has some interesting government conspiracy lineage. A little bit of our more old school selection. So we're really excited. We also have gotten to partner with some really awesome brands that I want to talk about here, because we're partnering with the Lady J's from Ladies of Paradise.
Love the Lady J's. When the Lady J's are at the party, it is a motherfucking party. Okay.
I love working with them.
Keep going.
I've been working with them on a few different projects. They've helped me immensely with this event. The graphic designer on their team, Harley as a photographer and creative, Leanna, Jade, Keisha, all of them are incredible. And so talented. So whether it is, you know, producing lifestyle content, we're going to be doing a mixer at a retro hotel where we'll get to have some really great content with our product and some local individuals that I'm really excited, patients that will get a chance to try all of these delicious strains. But then we also have partnered with like Empire Glass, So they have provided some American-made custom Creature Flora glass pipes for our event.
Can you say a little bit about them? Like,
Empire Glass, I actually met them through a wonderful individual by the name of Izzy and another wonderful individual by the name of Wit, both of whom are really great cannabis content creators, Izzy Blaze and Sunny Days. They're awesome. And they both create amazing content and do amazing work for Empire Glass. So Empire Glass is a pretty large glass company that does all sorts of different customizations and sourcing from all sorts of different artists. And that's about all that I feel comfortable with saying about them as a company. I don't know too much beyond that.
Well, no, I want to know about the piece itself. No, I want to know about like the actual piece itself. What makes it special?
It's very much a simple pipe. It's clear, but what I love about it is that it's the first piece of merch that has our name on it, which is really cool and exciting for us. And then in addition to that, it's a pipe that has a flat bottom and you can set it on a table and it won't roll or do anything. It's very, very flat. So it's not just like a small flat piece and then it's like round. It's like, right. Very cylindrical. Is that a word?
I don't know, but I am I'm intrigued because I know that you've thought of every single element, every detail. I guess that's what you would call experiential marketing. I don't know. You tell me, like, what's that? What even is? Okay.
So my definition of experiential marketing is how to create an everlasting experience between your product and your target consumer. So whether that is a cannabis patient, like here in Oklahoma, or that is, you know, a certain type of demographic in a different, you know, location. How are you creating that consumer loyalty? How are you creating the moments that matter between your brand and your people? And for me, I try to put a lot of intention into that. And with cannabis, I try to put a lot of education into that. For me, creating this 4-course pairing dinner provides a lot of education about our cultivars and the terpenes that they have as characteristics. And for Creature Flora as a brand, I plan on doing a lot about how certain terpene profiles have characteristics that certain people align with. And I think that that's so important. And I think that that's so misinformed. And I think that if the small companies like my company want to succeed, they need to do a better job of making sure that people really understand that, because that is the only thing that sets us apart from the big, big, big dogs that don't give a shit about any of that stuff.
No, they do not.
All right, you're going to have to go back and put this out.
No, we need to, you know, make sure to highlight this part, like seriously, because that's really what it comes down to. I think when you are supporting local brands, mom and pop shops, small brands that you maybe discover on Instagram or you discover, you know, in any one of the other social media platforms, including YouTube, you need to support them. And what you guys do is make it easy, I think, to support you, because even though you haven't had a product to this point, I have known and been anticipating what your product is for a minute, you know, and it's just about, you know, who you are and how you message it and who Judy is and how he messaged it. You know, I just had the pleasure of meeting the two of you in person, Patrick and I did. And so it's just like, you guys are seriously like changing the face of this whole thing, you know, that is really consumer cannabis, if I may. It's not consumer, it's not mainstream, but it is accessible because you've made it such, you know, it's aspirational, I think. Yeah. And that's just me, just like, I don't know. That's just what I anticipate. I hope to be able to experience it. So.
Well, I appreciate you for highlighting that you've known about this for a minute, because it has taken us quite some time to get to this point. And it's because we took the time to make sure that it was done correctly. Yes. And done intentionally. And it's definitely been a rocky road of different delays for one reason or another, things that are sometimes completely out of our control. And we've still persevered, and it's because we truly believe in the medicine that we are creating and how it can benefit others and how much we want to benefit others beyond ourselves, because we are patients too. We are going to be consuming this product as well as patients. And we are so excited to be able to share that bounty with others. And I think that perspective is a fresh one. And it's also not a super uncommon one there. And we believe all ships rise with the tide, and we want to celebrate other brands and companies and organizations that are following that same path as well. And we believe that exists. Like I said to somebody the other day, a really good chef doesn't only eat at their own restaurant, right? Like they celebrate other chefs and other restaurants and other delicious food. I mean, Anthony Bourdain made a whole entire empire off of that.
So. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, I love that mindset. And, you know, it does feel like Oklahoma, I guess just from the outsider's perspective, looking in, it feels like the network and the connections are real. I know there's bullshit and I know, you know, there's drama, you know, it's cannabis and it's a illicit market coming to the surface. And so, you know, there's a lot of things that are going away and a lot of people want to hold on to those things and that causes drama. But the fact is, you know, you are really just setting a tone, I think, for collaboration, and that just helps the consumer.
Yeah, I love working with others, and being in the position that I've been in as a marketing agency and as somebody that has worked with multiple brands at one time, like I truly believe that is the way. Like, there's no way that, you know, just with this launch event, like I wanted to figure out how this can support others and make that a reciprocation of how those people can benefit me and those brands can benefit us. And I believe that it will be a better event because there are several people coming to the table. And I always want that. Like, I think that is how it should be. So absolutely. I'm really excited to have, you know, so many different elements, having, you know, Lady J's, having Empire Glass, having Noble Nectar is going to be, you know, the lead rosin, the lead hash maker at Noble Nectar, Katie Taylor. She has turned one of our strains into some delicious solventless hash rosin. And let me tell you that it just reeked of oranges the second you open it. Like, it's so cool to be able to do stuff like that with products that Judy and my brother and my parents and I have all worked so hard to create, and that we get to share with the others. So I think I mentioned everyone involved so far, but we're really excited. It's going to be next week. And then after that, we're going to be doing a little lifestyle far out creature flora mixer, where we get to, you know, hopefully get some really great content around our product with, you know, other individuals, here and ask them about it, hear their honest thoughts about our different cultivar options. And then Saturday, as you know, we will be having a creature feature photo booth at the Scentsy event, the costumes and cannabis. Yeah. And we are a part of the Ladies of Paradise scavenger hunt. They're going to be doing a really cool, interactive, experiential scavenger hunt at the Scentsy event, costumes and cannabis, where we will get to be one of the answers needed for the crossword puzzle for patients to and attendees of this event, not just exclusive to cannabis patients, but attendees of this event will get to go around and collect all of these different words that they will have to find at the different booths of the participating brands.
I love it.
And then it'll end at one of the booths. I won't say which one because I got to leave some surprises, but you'll be able to get a like goodie bag full of different swag items for completing that scavenger hunt. So lots of really exciting things coming up next week. I'm super thankful that Creature Flora gets to be a part of it. I'm super thankful that I get to bring everything together, whether it's experiential marketing or chief innovation officer and brand development, or just, you know, really dank weed. I'm glad that I get to bring all of that to the table.
Oh God, it's just such a gift. You bring a lot to the table.
Thank you.
To be your friend. Let me just say that it's fun to be your friend. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
So before I let you go, my darling, I need to ask you three questions and same three questions that I ask all my guests, because just because I'm curious, I admire you and you inspire me. And, you know, these are the questions that keep me up at night. So,
okay.
Question number one is, who is in your dream smoke circle? Three people, dead or alive.
Dead or alive?
Yes.
I think I would have loved to have smoked a joint with my grandma Judy, even though she died of cancer. I think that would have been really cool, just because I would love to have a conversation with her. But then I think like getting more along the celebrity route or like famous people. Oh man. You know, I feel like this is within reach for me. I would love to smoke with Willie Nelson. I think that he's just a really cool dude.
And yes,
I love their brand and everything that they do. They're inspiring and he is inspiring. And then, yeah, like they do that festival. So I feel like that's like not too far out of reach, you know? So
yeah.
Willie, if you're listening, I'd love to smoke weed with you sometime.
Hashtag Willie. And I'll be there to facilitate, because you know it's my question. So anyway,
I love that list. Okay, and then the third one, maybe like Tupac would have been cool, or Biggie, or like Bob Marley. I mean, I feel like he is definitely one of the founding fathers of talking about cannabis and singing about cannabis and the combination of cannabis and art to the masses. Okay.
I love that. No, I love that. Okay. Bob Marley, Judy.
I feel like those are really generic, but I feel like my reasoning behind it is a little bit more well thought out. So.
Hey, and you know what? You reserve the right to change. All I'm saying is that if it happened, you know, in the next, this evening, who would it be? Because I think about this question all the time. Anyway. Okay. So question number two. So Feminize is a place where I get to have conversations, you know, with the women who inspire me in the cannabis industry. And you're doing so much and you're connecting with so many great people. Tell me about a woman who is inspiring you right now in the cannabis industry, because I'd love to have her on.
Okay, well, I would say locally, I had the pleasure of meeting Senator Connie Johnson. And she was very inspirational to me, just because I think that she knows a lot about this community and what things looked like before the medical program existed. And I have been privileged enough to not know what that looks like. And and I think that in order to understand where we can take this program and take the commercialization of cannabis, there is some definite need to understand where we've come from. And so I think that she is so knowledgeable, and I'm making it my mission to work with her to see how I can help her to get more people my age and more people with my perspective on things, to see how we can work together and meet in the middle to create change. So, I would say locally, she's incredible. On a larger scale, I think Murphy Murray in Colorado and her understanding of
who,
you know, Murphy Murray. Has worked with some brands that I've worked with in the past. I think that, gosh, from a scientific side, she's very knowledgeable. And then I think, Shada Torabi actually in Austin, Texas, yes. She owns Start CBD, and she just got booked for a panel on MJ Biz, at MJ BizCon, which I think is really Texas to have that kind of representation at a national conference. I'm really impressed with just how much she's wanted to, be a part of understanding. I know that she went to Washington, D.C. recently, and I know that that's so important for a state like Texas to have people like that championing those causes.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my God. Yes. And you are not the first person to tell me Shada Torabi. And it's just like, it's crazy because we are literally right down the street from each other. I mean, it's just basically there, but, the universe will provide that space, I think,
And
it's just about making that happen, truly.
Yeah. But I think honestly, it's so hard to name a few. I know Maggie Wilson in California, she just came out with a cannabis tarot card deck, the first of its kind. And it's in the Museum of Cannabis in Amsterdam already. And So I'm very fortunate to be surrounded by so many women doing so many cool things in the cannabis industry. And I would encourage your audience to really do their homework and figuring out who those people are. Mary Pryor in New York, she's incredible. Oh, yeah. What she's doing with Canoclusive is incredible. Mm. And yeah. The people that are working on weed too. There's so many people doing so many cool things in the cannabis industry, and I'm constantly learning every day about somebody new to be inspired by. So that's a really hard question.
Yes. And it's the best question because it is so freaking hard. And you're going to think of four more people 5 minutes after we get off of
this
chat, but you're going to definitely come back, and it's an ongoing conversation, but I love it. I love all these people you mentioned. Some people I know of and I'm just like, yes, yes. And some people I don't. And I'm excited to, expand my network. What I really need is a coordinator. Call to a coordinator. If somebody wants to be a coordinator for the Feminized podcast, please call me. Okay. Question number three, Miranda.
Favorite number. So let's hear it.
All right. What is advice you have for 13-year-old Miranda?
Oh my gosh. Okay. What grade was 13-year-old Miranda? She was
seventh, eighth. If you started early. Okay.
First of all, being most popular is not the most important thing. So who cares about what those mean girls are saying and doing? They're not even a concern of yours right now. Second of all, you're not going to be a famous singer. So, but what you are going to do is have such an impact on so many people in a different way. And your confidence and your curiosity and your desire to help others and to support the underdog, it paid off for you. So keep on that path.
Yes. Ah, I love that. That's beautiful. Good. I know. That's why I ask it. I love it. I love, making real connections in this industry with just badass women. And we're all so busy that, Zoom is the way we're going to do it, then we're going to do it. But I can't wait to get together with you in person, in real life, and celebrate all of your accomplishments. So how can people find you and find out about Creature Flora and what's going on?
Yeah. So, creatureflora.com is our website. Creature Flora OK is our Instagram for the cannabis operation in Oklahoma. Miranda Macy is my Instagram handle. I'm open for questions and, you know, within reasons and boundaries, of course. Also, if, you know, you are a Oklahoma dispensary cannabis owner, with a valid and compliant license, please find us on LeafLink, reach out to me directly, and we will make sure that you get some Terptastic samples compliantly your way.
Ooh, I love that. I love that. I love that. So yeah, Miranda, I will, next time I see you, we're going to be smoking some Creature Flora stuff.
Yeah, I have a feeling.
Let's just make that happen. Come back, yeah. Okay? Because I'm going to do this more often.
I would love to come and update you about all, you know, it's always changing. So there's always something to talk about.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Peace. See you next time, guys.
Thank you.
If you'd like more, subscribe to the Feminized Podcast on YouTube. Follow at Feminized with Liz Groh on Instagram. Special thanks to our sponsors, Moose Labs and Richard's Rainwater. Feminized Podcast is a Grow House Media production, created by Liz Groh, produced by Patrick Poe and Dennis Ray, with original theme music and audio mixing by Q at Q to King Productions in New Braunfels, Texas.